This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Seven police officers involved in the suffocation death of a black man, Daniel Prude, last spring in Rochester, New York, were suspended Thursday by the city's mayor, who said she was misled for months about the circumstances of the fatal encounter. Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren announced the suspensions at a news conference amid criticism that the city kept quiet about Prude's death for months.
I am suspending the officers in question today against the advice of counsel, and I urge the Attorney General to complete her investigation.
The 41-year-old Prude died when he was taken off life support March 30th. That was 7 days after officers who encountered him running naked through the street put a hood over his head to stop him from spitting, then held him down for about 2 minutes until he stopped breathing. Former Vice President and Democratic Party nominee Joe Biden met with the family of Jacob Blake, a black man shot by a white police officer in Kenosha, Wisconsin. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
In Kenosha, Wisconsin, which is still reeling after protests over Jacob Blake's shooting, Biden said the country is finally getting ready for change.
This is not who we are.
Biden says he spoke on the phone with Blake, who is hospitalized, and met with his family, later telling a community meeting he wants to find common ground, contrasting his visit with that of President Trump, who was in Kenosha 2 days ago and did not mention Blake. Biden heard from activist Portia Bennett, who says black people have been shown for years they just don't matter.
I see it. I live it.
Biden says he'll fight for change.
There's certain things worth losing over, and this is something worth losing over. We have to, but we're not going to lose.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The White House is denying that President Donald Trump's comments urging voters in North Carolina to vote by mail and then try to vote again in person to test the mail-in ballot system this year are aimed at undercutting the presidential election. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany insisted the president has fought hard for an election system that is fair and free from fraud or abuse.
The president does not condone unlawful voting. The president's been very clear about this. I'm once again not surprised the media is taking the president out of context.
Earlier, Trump had tweeted that people who vote by mail early should show up at polling places and vote again if their ballots haven't been counted. The president claims, without evidence, that the November 3rd election will be awash in fraud because so many voters will mail in their ballots to avoid being exposed to the coronavirus at polling sites. 76 wealthy nations are now committed to joining a global COVID-19 vaccine allocation plan co-led by the World Health Organization that aims to buy and fairly distribute the shots. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
The plan is called COVAX, and it's designed to discourage national governments from hoarding vaccines and to focus first on vaccinating the most high-risk people in every country. Its backers say it should lead to lower vaccine costs for everyone and a swifter end to the pandemic. Financing comes out of national budgets, and 92 poorer nations are contributing voluntary donations. Participating wealthy countries are also free to procure vaccines through bilateral deals and other plans. The United States has said this week that it won't join COVAX due to the Trump administration's objection to the involvement of the World Health Organization. It's also said the U.S. won't be paying some of the $80 million it owes the World Health Organization as it plans to leave the agency next year. Instead, it'll direct the money to help pay Washington's U.N. membership bill in New York.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies. The number of jobless claims has dropped, but the number of layoffs remains elevated. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The Labor Department says about 880,000 laid-off Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week. That's down from more than 1 million the previous week, but a sign the economy is still struggling to recover and rebuild a job market nearly 6 months after the coronavirus hit. The government says more than 13 million people are continuing to receive traditional jobless benefits. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Wall Street's main indexes closed sharply lower Thursday, marking their deepest one-day dives in months. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped more than 2.75%, while the S&P lost more than 3.5%. The NASDAQ fell almost 5%. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.